Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered nutritionist, dietitian, and talk about your health, nutrition, how to stay healthy,
all the
slim
things.
And trim, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. But it's not about weight.
Yeah, it's not about weight. That's right.
Behaviors.
It's behavior and just your well-being.
That's
your,
right.
And your mental
feeling
well-being.
Well.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. And today we're going to talk about a subject that is kind of coming up now a lot with people going on vacations and things like that. So eating on the road,
yes.
You know, not so you don't have to stop into every restaurant or anything like that. I would imagine there are other alternatives. So tell us, what should we be thinking about before we hit the road for our vacation?
Absolutely. So I think it feels a lot like spring out there today, but summer, you know, school ends this week here and people are going to start all their road trips and families that have kids in summer sports that are on travel teams or things like that, people are just going to be spending a lot more time on the road and traveling. So I thought we could talk a little bit about what we can do and how to keep food as nourishing as possible during this time frame, because food on the road, if you're buying everything while you're out there, can add up pretty quickly when it comes to cost.
And you might not be buying, you know, impulse buying is probably not the best way to plan ahead for your diet.
It's really not. Yeah. Yes, it's really not. And it can add a lot of stress and it can add a lot of time to the trip. And this is a big source of those ultra processed foods, fast foods, things like that. And while I really want to emphasize, there's no such thing as a bad food. There's foods that are nourishing and there are foods that are less nourishing. We want to have at least some of those more nourishing foods when we're traveling. So best case scenario, and you and I talked about this a little bit before we came on the air, when you were a kid, and even when I was a kid, when we were going to drive somewhere, we'd pack up a cooler, right?
Sandwiches and maybe some fruit and all that ready, so it's ready to go. And then you find a roadside stop someplace and pull over and eat your picnic.
That's exactly it. And there's so many benefits that come from that. The biggest one is that you just have control then over what you're eating, right? You can plan ahead. You can buy things ahead of time. You can make things ahead of time. You just have more control over that. But then also when you're stopping, you are usually eating outside. You're getting fresh air. You're moving around a little bit. There's places for kids, if you're traveling as a family, places for kids to run around and move a little bit. And really, all of us, if we're on a longer road trip, should get up and move a little bit.
I have to,
as we're traveling.
If I don't get out of the car once in a while, I'm in there permanently now.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, that happens to me even when I do these day trips to the Twin Cities. Things start to hurt a little bit if you sit for too long. Yeah, get up and move around a little bit can be good for all of us. So let's talk about what kind of things we can put in there. Now, sandwiches and wraps and things like that, great things to make ahead of time because we can make quite a few. Toss them into a cooler with some ice or some ice packs. You can add variety. You can put anything like that in there. Now, cutting up some veggies is a great option too because that can be one of the trickier things to get eating out. And even if you only bring cut up veggies and some dip, then if you do make that stop at a gas station or a fast food restaurant, you have the side of vegetables along with you already. So you don't need to worry quite as much about the things that you're choosing because you've already brought that nourishing thing with you. Now I mentioned dips and dressings, hummus and ranch and guacamole or cream cheese based things, salsa, all great things to pack along. And a lot of those you can buy in the individual packages if you want to, the little individual serving size, or you can make your own or buy them in bulk. Cheese sticks or cheese slices, having just some meat in there so you can do little meat and cheese platters. Fruit, like you mentioned, is a great option. You can even bring some leftovers. So if you have them portioned out, there are plenty of truck stops if you're driving on interstates where you can stop and heat things up if you need to, or if you're stopping and staying at a hotel or something like that where you can heat things up as well.
And I was like throwing a handful of chickpeas in there, too.
A handful of chickpeas. No. Canned chickpeas or canned beans can be a great thing to bring along with you for sure. Energy bites. So I know Mom makes those at home sometimes.
She does.
Kyle just made three different versions of them in our fridge. But they're basically little balls of oats and nut butter and flaxseed and chia seed and some kind of a sweetener like honey or pure maple syrup. And you can add flavors. So the ones we have in our fridge right now, we've got a carrot cake one and a cranberry lime and a s'mores one. Those can be a great thing to have when you're traveling. There's lots of shelf-stable stuff that you can pack to come along with you too, like the applesauce pouches or fruit cups that have the fruit in juice, or little individual veggie cups or tortillas and peanut butter, olives, nuts and seeds, all of those kinds of things. And if you want to have things kind of portioned out already, bento boxes, I don't know if we've talked about those before, but bento boxes can be handy. They just have pre-portioned little areas where you can put a sandwich in. We send one with Harrison every day for lunch. You can put fruits and veggies and crackers or whatever you want in there, but everything's portioned out and ready to go. But you can even use ice cube trays that have a lid, or even little muffin tins that have a lid. And this can be a great option for kids or adults, but it allows you to have some little compartments to put some snacks in that lets you have a little bit of variety. It can stack easily, fit into a cooler, can be a great option to bring along. We want to kind of limit the things that tend to be our road trip foods. Now, I'm not saying you can't have any of these things, but we do want to kind of limit things like our chips and crackers and pretzels and candy and baked goods and pop and cereal. Small portions of them.
Think, you know, one little can of Pringles can't hurt, right? So.
And well, one little can or one entire can?
Well, I was yeah. thinking of the longer one.
Yeah. Now, you can buy the little portion control
versions. That's
true, versions. You could.
They do make smaller cans.
And that alongside your veggies and your meat and your cheese, that's a great option. Having those little individual sized ones or buying them in bulk and putting them into sandwich bags or snack bags is a great option for when you're traveling. But when you're sitting in a car, looking out the window, not really thinking about anything, it can be real easy to work your way through an entire can of Pringles or bag of chips or bag of pretzels or package of licorice or whatever it might be. So just being mindful.
Or maybe all of that stuff.
Or maybe yeah. all of it. Mm-hmm. Being mindful of that stuff that you have in there. And not forgetting about your drinks. Now, water is best. If you use flavor packets, trying to choose ones that are a little bit more naturally sweetened with stevia or monk fruit or something like that. But certainly the flavor packets are just fine. Trying to limit our added sugar in general when we're doing these kinds of trips can be kind of important. But even if you do stop to eat out, if you have a few of those things with you, that can be a great side to whatever little entree you buy from a fast food restaurant or a grocery store. But if you do all of your eating at a restaurant, just try to stop places that do have some kind of a vegetable or some kind of unbreaded protein source or just something a little bit more nourishing on the side. Lots of gas stations carry stuff like that these days too. So just being mindful of that protein, fat, and fiber mindset, whether we're eating out of a cooler or eating out of a fast food restaurant, those three components should be at every single meal.
All right. Something to think about as you're on the road.
Easy, right?
That's right. Nothing to it.
Now, as the mom who does all the packing, I get that packing a cooler and preparing all that stuff is just another thing, but something to think about.
And, of course, you always say that you should be associating good memories with eating, food and memories, you know, and these road trips, you know, when you're stopping these picnic places and locations, you sometimes see some interesting things. And
you do.
Socialize with your family a little bit.
It's fun.
Because that was the days before cell phones were invented. Now everybody just sits around looking at their phones. So,
I know.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I know. And putting those phones down, you know, having some time. I'm very fortunate. My kids are good car riders. Harrison, my five-year-old, when we traveled last summer, did an entire 5.5-hour car ride just looking out the window and talking.
That's a good thing.
I'm not saying we get that every time. But trying to start without the devices, having those healthy snacks can just set you up for a successful trip.
That's right. So happy traveling out there.
That's right. And enjoy your summers. Enjoy your travel. And have a little bit of candy.
Eat right.
A little bit of fast food.
Take those chickpeas.
But bring your chickpeas.
Yep. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions on this subject or any other dealing with nutrition, how do they find you?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or reach out here to the radio station and you guys will get them in touch with me.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for another Taco Tuesday. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Amber Boyens here on Taco Tuesday on Q92.